WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Plans for YMCA locations in the Twin Cities are moving forward. College Station Councilman Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniac says we could see one in Bryan first.
YMCA folks are looking at actually providing the recreational center at the Blinn campus, the existing Blinn campus right now, and we're moving in that direction, more to come.
Mooney says it's about a two-year window before dirt is turned and 3 to 3.5 years before ribbons are cut. If you're a business owner in Bryan College Station, make plans to attend the 2016 Economic Outlook Conference this month.
Our keynote speaker is Tracy McDaniel. She's the president and CEO of the Texas Economic Development Corporation. We're really, really thrilled to get her to come in here, but we've got a lot of good speakers that are going to hit you with a lot of numbers.
Chamber of Commerce Vice President Glenn Brewer says tickets are $85 for members and $100 for non-members. Table reservations are also still available. The conference is Wednesday, January 27th. More information is online at bcschamber.org. January 1st marked the first day agencies could start applying for United Way's Community Impact Grants. President Allison Prince says if you're interested in applying, you must attend a mandatory information session today at 10 a.m.
We focus on education, financial stability, and health. So if you have a program in your organization that focuses on any of those three areas, I would say check it out. And it's not just nonprofit organizations if you think of typical social service. If you're a school system, if you are a church, faith-based organization, check out our information.
And Prince says they do need an RSVP for the information session to have enough materials available. Call 696-4483. The deadline for grant applications is February 12th. Now that concealed handgun license owners are allowed to carry openly, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is pushing to make it easier to get guns. He addressed the issue this weekend on Meet the Press.
And I want to see a day when every American citizen can simply have a gun, does not have to go through a long ordeal or pay a high price. We're going to address that in Texas as well, because it's the right of every individual under the Second Amendment.
Patrick also made his case against President Obama's expected executive gun control action, saying you're never going to stop bad guys from getting guns with background checks at gun shows. Oil prices and gas prices at the pump are expected to continue to fall, despite the scary stare down between giant oil producers Saudi Arabia and Iran.
3 years ago, an incident like this would have sent gas prices soaring. But Will Spear of Gas Buddy says today it just has Saudi Arabia and Iran scrambling to protect market share.
I don't think Saudi Arabia is going to let them come into the market and take their market share without a fight.
The statewide average across Texas today is $1.74, the lowest since January of 2009. And Spear predicts lower prices going into January and February, despite the Mideast turmoil. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:08. We'll have more news for you coming up at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill local today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Good morning. It's 6:09. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Sunshine will be with us today, but it'll be passing through some cloudiness. The pattern across the region starting to change. We're partly sunny today, 50 to 55. Turning cloudy tonight after midnight. We run the risk of a shower. Lows by morning, 40 to 45. Cloudy tomorrow, there could be a shower. Highs will be up to about 55 to 60. Showers may be a thunderstorm tomorrow night. Lows 50 to 55. Turning partly sunny Thursday with highs close to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a transfer from Oklahoma coming to Texas A&M. Shamir Little, who is on the A&M women's track team, is one of the best on the planet. We'll have more on that, plus a whole lot more on Black Monday and coaching in the NFL coming up in sports at about 6:50.
So percentages of rain, we're looking at 60% tomorrow, 80% tomorrow night. But you know what? Thursday and Friday is going to be 68 degrees. 68!
And what do we got now? Like
37.
Yeah. Oh,
it can't rain all year if it doesn't start now.
Well, that's right. And, you know, what the heck? We're starting to dry out. Why would we want any more rain, you know?
My feet aren't sinking as deep into my lawn anymore.
Just remember the way it was last year. And by the time it got to June, we were wishing that we had some of this.
That's true.
See how all that works. Anyway, but you got a couple of days, a little bit cooler on Saturday. But the weather should be all right. So we'll see. So, Pooty Poot. You know, extending the brand is what it's all about, right?
Yes.
We've talked about, I think, before the end of the year that they had the Pooty Poot calendar out, which, by the way, is a big seller. Has him apparently holding a kitten, sniffing a flower, other stuff, too. I don't know. There's 12 months, so there's no telling what they've got in there. But hey, Al, his politics may stink to some people, but he really smells good. That's the word out of Moscow, where a perfume inspired by Pooty Poot has hit the shelves. Did so last Thursday. A 100-milliliter bottle of Leaders No. 1 goes for almost $85. The fragrance comes in a minimalist black bottle with a platinum profile of the president on it. It's warm and textured and has a rounded scent, says Vladislav Rakunov, the Belarus-born perfumer who came up with the fragrance. It's very delicate, but at the same time, it's firm.
Smells like vodka.
Aficionados should look for hints of lemon and black currant and fir cones in the new scent. Mr. Putin's ratings, approval ratings, almost 90% among those people who are living. Get what I said there.
Two, three,
four. And New Year's gift season, you see, in Russia is just a perfect timing. Women like the fragrance even more than men, says a newspaper, which has close links to the president. Proceeds from the sales will allegedly go to a charity that helps children in need as well as to a nearby orphanage. And if you can't get enough of that Pooty Poot stuff, also for sale the 2016 calendar. Vlad mentioned that as well. And again, it shows him petting. It says here, petting dogs and fishing. And yes, he is bare-chested in the pictures.
I've seen pictures. It looks like a parody of a calendar.
A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of information. Perfect.
So are you gonna be Putin one on your wall?
Oh, yeah, very nice. Thank you.
Well,
I think the calendars are only about $5, so, you know, what the
heck? Like 200 rubles.
Sure. Coming to a calendar store in the mall near you.
As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with all the different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and have the highest chance of finding that perfect candidate. Plus, you can instantly be matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/sports100. That's ZipRecruiter.com/sports100.
613, News Talk 1620 WTAW. How lucky are we? It's the fifth day of the brand new year, which means we got like 361 of them to go.
I hadn't realized this is a leap year.
Yeah, we got one of those going on. By the way, today is the 12th day of Christmas. This is that Lord's a Leaping thing. So we're going to do that one. And also, it makes tonight the 12th night, traditionally, the date that all Christmas trees and ornaments and et cetera should be taken down. Yes, I know. It actually... They should be taken down when you get the letter from your HOA, but in the meantime.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about that. I mean, at what point is it too much? I mean, you can go, oh, I don't know, the cold weather makes me just want to keep the lights up outside or whatever.
Yeah, leave them until July and they're party lights.
Well, that's it. I mean, at some point, you just turn them off and don't turn them on, and then you don't have to rehang them. It's Bird Day. I don't know what that means. It's Whipped Cream Day. Mm. And it's also... Lose Weight and Feel Great Week.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, here we go with that foolishness. And birthdays of...
January Jones is 38 years old from Mad Men, X-Men, and the like. Bradley Cooper is 41 from American Sniper. Marilyn Manson, who stole his entire act from Alice Cooper, is 47. Carrie Ann Iniba is 48 from Dancing with the Stars. Pamela Sue Martin, you'll remember her from Nancy Drew Mysteries, is 63. George Funky Brown from Cool and the Gang, 67. Ted Lang, he was Isaac the Bartender.
Oh, Love Isaac the Bartender.
68 years old today. Diane Keaton is 70. Charlie Rose is 74. And Robert Duvall, one of the coolest guys ever, 85 today.
Dances the tango.
Robert Duvall does whatever he wants.
Diane Keaton is 70.
Mm-hmm.
70. Wow. Clancy Brown, that's the voice of Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob.
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, he's 57. Fritz Mondale, former VP. Yeah, he was. Did not ascend to the presidency. 88 years old. So there we go. In the meantime, Canada's public safety minister has promised to investigate the case of a passenger whose name appears to be on the travel security risk list. The boy's father, tweeted a photo from Toronto's Pearson Airport last week that appears to show his son's name with DHP, deemed high profile, label, and instructions on how to proceed before allowing the boy to check in. Did I mention he's six? He'd be six. Dad tweeted, "Why is our Canadian-born six-year-old boy on DHP's no-fly list?
Bad kid.
He must clear security each time. Father and son flying on a New Year's Eve trip to the Winter Classic in Baston. Canada's Public Safety Ministry says it's reviewing the case."
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. Well, what can you say? I mean, obviously, their system is just as perfect as ours is when it comes to something like that. 617.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And the president fixates, exploits a tragedy to advance a political agenda that would have done nothing to stop this particular case. It's another example of him living in his own left-wing radical world, and nothing can penetrate his indoctrination. There's no reality to him. He even goes as far as literally just, I think he buys his own nonsense. Nobody else is buying it, I don't think. The president's ideology doesn't allow him to understand the nature of what is an epic struggle, and he's been doing everything possible not to win this struggle. He even denies the reality of the struggle, and it's now unfolding before your eyes, and the human cost is exhaustingly terrible.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates for senior home care you can trust. Check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. "We are very happy with the selections. You have a very friendly staff and very knowledgeable and courteous. The installers were great. You made it a great experience. We want everyone to know how much we love our new floors."
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Want to start 2016 by saving some money? Well, Suddenlink can help you with your business needs when it comes to internet. Comes to television inside your business if you have a waiting area. Also, you can use it for background music. And also, telephones. Now, you remember last year, Suddenlink made news by making Bryan College Station a gig city, a one-gig city. And there's only about 8% of U.S. cities that have one-gig internet speed. And specifically what that means is about 100 times faster than your typical phone company internet. But what it also means is the speed that you may need for your business. May need it now, may need it in the future. Makes no difference. Suddenlink has it for you right now. You can call Chad Cowan. There's a special phone number for businesses, and he'll set up a plan for you. The number is 595-2413, 595-2413, or you can visit suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information. But right now you can get high-speed internet, 75 meg downloads, 10 meg uploads for as low as $124.95 a month. Take that and you bundle it up with the phone service and the television I talked about. You got quite a deal. That's 595-2413 for Suddenlink Business.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Illinois-based Baxalta has agreed to pay Danish biotech Symphogen AS as much as $1.6 billion for rights to co-develop six experimental cancer drugs. Baxalta is in advanced talks for Dublin-based Shire PLC to acquire it in a deal worth $32.6 billion. The Justice Department is suing Volkswagen over emissions cheating software found in nearly 600,000 vehicles sold in the U.S., potentially exposing the company to billions in fines for clean air violations. The civil complaint against the German automaker, filed on behalf of the EPA, alleges the company illegally installed software designed to make its clean diesel engines pass federal emission standards while undergoing lab testing. The automotive future, according to a new electric car maker, looks an awful lot like a Corvette crossed with the Batmobile. California-based Faraday Future debuted its sleek electric concept race car last night during the annual CES show that focuses on consumer gadgets. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at Sevchek Service Center come in. Sevchek's has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. Sevchek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. Now, you got to be a pretty mediocre criminal if you're going to get caught by a police animal that had been put on a crash diet. Murphy. Murphy's a horse with the police department in Portland, Oregon, and he's a two-year vet, but he's only been in the field just for a bit. When the cops got Murphy in 2012, he weighed 1,900 pounds, which made him too chubby to be a police horse. They couldn't find a saddle to fit around him, so he had to drop 200 pounds or he'd be out of a job. Over the past year, he's been on a diet, he's been exercising, and now it's official. He's a member of the police force. You can probably already picture the training montage of the eventual movie adaptation to run on Disney. Well, last week, an officer named Cassandra Wells was riding him when a guy broke into a building, so Murphy and Wells chased the guy six blocks until Murphy cornered him and kept him from getting away. The guy was arrested and is facing breaking and entering charges. And I have done this whole story for this really bad joke. In this case, he really did have Murphy's Law. Thank you. We'll be here all week. And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. So you didn't get exactly what you wanted for Christmas. Or maybe she didn't and you're in the doghouse. Or maybe you just want to splurge in the new year. Well, you can do that with Boardwalk Spa because they have got the greatest massage therapists. Manicures, pedicures, facials. There's a shop there if you'd like to do a little shopping as well, a little boutique. To find out more and to get gift certificates if you'd like, go to BoardWalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
624, News Talk 1620, WTAW, almost 625. Okay, so, you know, weather's changing. We're near freezing now. It's going to be 68 by the end of the week. what happens? A lot of people get colds this time of year. So when you are sick with a cold, you want to sleep. But that actually can be tough on you. So here are some tips from the folks at WebMD. Use a nasal strip.
Yes.
You'll be amazed how they will open up. It really is, you know, I don't know how long they've been around, 10, 15 years?
Ish.
Pretty amazing thing. And, you know, you see especially football players wear them sometimes as well. Just, I mean, and all they do is just open up the nostrils a little bit.
Peek behind the curtain. If I'm feeling bad, I wear them up here at work.
There you go.
Because that way I don't sound quite as bad.
Take a hot shower before bed. The steam and the humidity can help clear out your sinuses. A little chicken soup, in fact, is good. Researchers show that eating hot chicken soup was more effective than sipping hot water to clear your senses. Don't know why, but, you know, again, could be metal. Avoid cold drinks before bed. That increases your stuffiness. Use a saline nasal spray.
Oh, man, I was going to say, spray? I do the rinse. I don't do the spray.
Wait a minute, you do the neti pot
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, well, it's more,
go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
The neti pot's just gravity. This one is it's enclosed, so when you can squeeze it and it forces it through your nose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a little little squeeze bottle.
Have you seen the new one on TV?
No.
It's got like a built-in vacuum.
Oh, what's it called?
I'll tell you off the air.
If it has a nose hair trimmer, I'm all for it.
Multi-tool.
All in one.
Yeah.
No, the neti pot that's a really old technology.
Oh, I know.
Technology's not it's a real technique.
I use it before there's a problem, and I think it's prevented problems for like the last 3 or 4 years.
I agree with you. I think that's probably true, because obviously the whole mucus system is to keep stuff out of there, and if it's not doing its job, then that stuff will. Don't prop your head up on pillows.
You're going to go to sleep without a pillow.
It causes an unnatural bend in the neck that can make it harder to breathe. Okay, better to use a wedge-shaped pillow that elevates you from the waist up.
Blah, blah.
Oh, what?
Blah.
Then you can't sleep. Then you're not going to be happy with that.
Right.
Oh, all right. Anyway, from the folks at WebMD, but remember, it was on the internet, so it must be true.
Certainly.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Kawasaki. The home of the Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. That would be Action Sports at 202 Holloman Drive East. Stop in and see them yourself. You can click on actionsportstx.com. All right, so as mentioned, going to be sunshiny today, pretty much. 53 for a high, 42 tonight. Tomorrow around 57, then we're going to add a 60% chance of rain on Wednesday and 80% on Wednesday night. But on Thursday, going to add a pretty nice 10 degrees to it, and our high temperature on Thursday and Friday be 68. Actually, Friday looks just ideal with sunny temperatures, sunny skies and temperatures at about 68. Then on Saturday, a little bit cooler, slight chance of showers, but we'll have some sunshine then too. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 6. Our relative humidity is 86%. And even though it feels a little cooler than that, we're sitting at 35 degrees right now in the big old Brazos Valley.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at Sevcheck Service Center come in. Sevcheck's has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. Sevcheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
The Beatles' success was absolutely amazing, and there's a lesson in their success we can all learn. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Back in the 60s, the Beatles exploded like nothing we'd ever seen before, and some research helps explain why.
They did a very good job of making the audience feel that they were singing to them. That was a big part of it. They don't sing about Peggy Sue, but they sing to you, and they say, I want to hold your hand.
Harry Beckwith, author of the book Unthinking, says sure, the Beatles did sing songs like Michelle and Hey Jude. However,
those came later, though. If you listen to the lyrics of the first album, Meet the Beatles, within the first two stanzas, they used the word you in almost every single song on the album. Once they'd established themselves, the Beatles could sing anything that they wanted, and you can't sing about you over and over again.
And that technique is very powerful.
You see this technique used in advertising and marketing all the time. We have a great interest in ourselves, Dale Carnegie said, in How to Win Friends and Influence People. The most beautiful word in the English language to any person is their own name. Use it often. Advertising typically says, do you want this, do you want that, as if it's speaking to you. And the Beatles followed the same technique. That was an explicit strategy on Brian Epstein's part, because he was worried that Dick Clark was right.
Worried that Dick Clark was right about what?
Dick Clark, the supposedly expert on American pop music at that time, said that they would never succeed. British acts just didn't play well here.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. The annual BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference is Wednesday, January 27th.
If you're a business person in Bryan College Station and you're wanting to plan for 2016 and forecast upcoming economic trends, you're going to want to be at the Economic Outlook Conference.
Vice President Glenn Brewer says this year's keynote speaker is Tracy McDaniel, President and CEO of the Texas Economic Development Corporation.
Members, it's $85, non-members $100, and we can still get you a table of eight, a reserve for $750.
Brewer says the conference is at the Hilton from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. You can find more information online at bcschamber.org. It's time again for agencies to apply for United Way's Community Impact Grants.
So our Community Impact Grants are investing. That's how we invest in our community. When people contribute to United Way, that's what their funds are used for. And so every couple years, we go through this application process, and it's where agencies have the opportunity to apply for grant funding.
President Allison Prince says agencies interested in applying for grant funding must attend a mandatory information session today at 10 a.m.
If you are intending to complete an application, you must have attended either the session that was in December or this session. You don't have to attend both because they're the same information, just one of the mandatory information sessions.
Prince asked those interested in attending to the session to RSVP by calling United Way at 696-4483. The application deadline is February 12th. It could be 3.5 years before a YMCA location is open in Bryan College Station, but Councilman Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says plans for both cities are moving forward.
College Station, not far from here, near the Scott and White Hospital, we are moving forward with plans for a full comprehensive YMCA as well. More to come, but things are moving forward. Okay. So we're excited about that and what that will bring to our community.
Mooney says YMCA representatives are looking at providing a recreational center at the Blinn campus in Bryan.
Blinn College facility is the one that's on the fast track right now. That's not to say with some developments that have recently happened that we couldn't see College Station come up to the same pace. But we're probably looking at about a two-year window before we actually see dirt being turned, and 3 to 3.5 years before a ribbon's cut.
Mooney says as plans progress in Bryan, they expect to work with one of the hospitals as well. The backlash in Austin against newly passed regulations on Uber and Lyft continues to pick up steam, with restaurants urging diners to sign a petition from Ride-Sharing Works for Austin.
The petition would tell Austin City Council to let the public vote on the regulations. Lyft's Chelsea Wilson says in a statement, quote, "Tens of thousands of Austinites urged the City Council not to pass rules that make it harder to get a safe, affordable ride. Instead of listening to their constituents, council moved forward with duplicative regulations that stifle innovation," unquote. City leaders are expected to meet with Uber and Lyft in coming days in an effort to iron out differences and keep the ride-sharing companies operating in Austin. In Austin, Eric Lycom, TSN News.
Iran and Saudi Arabia are at each other's throats. 3 years ago, that would have meant soaring prices at the gas pump, but today prices are down because oil traders say the two OPEC giants won't be cooperating on raising prices anytime soon. Will Spear of Gas Buddies says U.S. production remains high despite layoffs in the Eagle Ford.
Even though we've been seeing a decline in rig count, it needs to start actually equating to lower production.
Spear says today's average price around San Antonio is just under $1.70, the lowest in 7 years, and we should see the average fall into the $1.50s by the end of February. As the debate over background checks on gun sales heats up in Washington, D.C., state lawmakers in Texas vow to make it easier to get guns. TSN's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox reports the lieutenant governor wants to make it easier.
Having law-abiding citizens having guns is a good thing.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Meet the Press making his case.
When every American citizen can simply have a gun, does not have to go through a long ordeal or pay a high price. We're going to address that in Texas.
As for President Obama's anticipated executive order calling for tougher background checks, more inspections on gun dealers, and ending the gun show loophole, Patrick says this.
You're never going to stop bad guys from getting guns with background checks at gun shows. America have their guns, let them defend themselves, and America will be a safer place.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 36 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More local news coming up after the Fox News at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Pretty good chance you're eating local already. Why not earn some goodies for it? If you're not a member, go to tasteofbcs.com and start, getting advantages, because you're already eating at Shipwreck, or you're already eating at Proudest Monkey or C&J's Barbecue. If you haven't signed up yet, it's easy. Just text the word JOIN to 227-1455. Start accruing points. You can scan the QR code at any of the restaurants if you want to, and then all you do is give them your phone number.
Then you get to eat.
Yeah, and then you get the credit. Yep. Why not do that? And if you got a gift coming up, what a great web certificate they have for you. Any amount you want. And again, we're talking about almost 20 restaurants here in Bryan College Station.
Oh, yeah. Sandwiches, Mexican, tea and coffee over Village, the Village Cafe downtown.
Uh-huh.
So do you get points for that? So if you buy something, do you get to keep the points on your card?
Well, yeah.
Then that's
yes. Oh, I got this.
Yeah. It's like a, please. Yeah.
It's like a boomerang gift.
Yeah, if you want some more information, the boomerang gift for 2016. There you go. Go to tasteofbcs.com.
Just $3 a day could buy the average Texan health insurance. And with the fine for not having insurance increasing to almost $700 next year, it just doesn't make sense to put it off any longer. Go to insurehealthtx.org. That's insurehealthtx.org.
Right at 6:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs and drilling bell-bottom piers, Anchor specializes in polyurethane concrete raising. This is pretty cool. Driveways, sidewalks, patios, swimming pools, they can be raised back up to where they're supposed to be for a fraction of the cost. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net to get more information.
As high pressure moves east of the area, cloudiness will gradually shift back in across the region. We're partly sunny today. Highs will be up to 50 to 55. It'll become cloudy tonight with a chance of a shower after midnight. Lows will fall back to 40 to 45. Cloudy tomorrow, there could be a shower. Highs will be 55 to 60. Showers may be a thunderstorm tomorrow night. Lows 50 to 55. Turning partly sunny and warmer for Thursday. Highs up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Trying to do everything I can to try to help my team win the game. And
he did just that and got an SEC Player of the Week out of it as well. That's Jalen Jones from the men's basketball program at A&M. We'll have more on that. Black Monday, which is the day after the last day of the football season where all the NFL coaches go, bye. Well, at least some of them do. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports, and we'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes or so.
We just call it a wardrobe change. That's all. They all stay in the business.
Pretty much.
I mean, none of them go anyplace else. So,
nope.
You know, it's just, anyway. All right. He is Mr. Wonderful. He is Bill Clinton, made his first campaign appearance on behalf of his wife. During the appearance on Fox and Friends on Tuesday, Republican presidential candidate this morning, Carly Fiorina, dismissed Mr. Clinton's value on the campaign trail as to be a not nearly what you'd think. Here's Carly.
Bill Clinton's fair game. He's a former president. But elections are about the future, not about the past. And so this election's about Hillary Clinton. And the way to beat Hillary Clinton is to talk about her complete lack of accomplishment, the fact that she's gotten every foreign policy challenge wrong,
right,
and the fact that she continues to lie to the American people. It's the Clinton way. Lie as long as you can get away with it and say whatever you need to say to get elected.
Wow!
Holy cow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Pow.
Yeah. I mean, it's too bad she's on Fox and Friends, and so, you know, you wish people could see her. But, I mean, that's a pretty good job there, Carly. We like that. But, really, I mean, let's think about this. Since he was out there on the campaign trail, speaking at a campaign event on behalf of his wife in Exeter, New Hampshire, Bill Clinton.
I get nervous. People get in and say, if Hillary wins the election, what do you want to be called? I said, nobody's voted yet. I'm superstitious.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Here's more Bill.
A lot of elections are determined by just what they're about.
Huh?
I think this election is about restoring broadly shared prosperity.
What?
Rebuilding the middle class, giving kids the American dream back.
Broadly shared prosperity is what they're calling socialism now. Yeah. Okay.
What's he accusing broads of sharing?
Yeah.
It'd be Patrick at Brian Broadcasting.
That'd be Bill Clinton. Oh, okay.
You know what this is about? This is about no one. No one other than Donald Trump is talking about making America great again.
Yes.
No one.
Well, I mean, they can't. That's his slug line. Anytime they talk about making America great,
yeah, well,
point for Trump.
Okay, you know, good marketing.
Apparently.
And he didn't have to pay a whole bunch for those political analysts and stuff like that. And again, I don't know that a big enough deal has been made about this, and we'll talk to Bill Flores tomorrow about this. This thing with Saudi Arabia and Iran,
that's
a
big
really,
deal.
This is a really, really, really bad thing.
Yes.
As more than a few people have said, this is how wars get started.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't think a war can turn things, I believe everybody in the world thought that Jimmy Carter was going to be reelected president. Then that Ayatollah Khomeini came up. We ended up having a bunch of hostages and, in fact, started this show called Nightline that was on television for a few decades.
Yeah.
I mean, it can turn on a dime.
In that part of the world in particular.
Yep. So the White House is appealing for cooler heads. Oh, well, great. Then that'll make it all better, won't it? I mean, we already depend on Saudi Arabia for a whole lot of things. They're an ally. The president wants Iran to be our new friend. Please, 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 please make them our friend.
Moron!
Yeah, well, again, they haven't signed the agreement yet. They're already breaking the rules. But, well, this president thinks they'll be okay. They'll be all right. We just need to trust them. So, the United States is urging both of them to show restraint because you know they're going to listen to the United States.
He's watered us down so far. Now, we can't do anything. Yeah.
Okay, he's going to announce his plans today to take unilateral action on gun control. He will issue a long-anticipated policy that expands the definition of licensed gun carrier to those who sell firearms at gun shows and online. Many of those sellers are presently unlicensed, allowing them to, of course, go around the federal background check requirements. But you know what? Speaking yesterday, pretty good quote from Ted Cruz. Somewhat darker, but he's talking about what's about to happen. And he said, what we must do is keep our guns, because we don't beat the bad guys by taking away our guns. We beat the bad guys by using our guns.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Any questions? You can see Mr. Cruz after the rally.
This scares me to death. As a avid gun guy.
Right.
Okay. I don't necessarily have a problem with the background checks. But this just keeps a little bite further. And we're going to just take one more little bite. We're going to get just one more little bite. Yeah. Now we want your guns. Well, no, you can't have them.
Yeah. Well, and unlike you, I'm not an avid gun guy. I believe everybody ought to have the right to be a responsible gun owner. I understand that. And I'm certainly not in favor of things being registered. But, you know, at some point, common sense has to take over. The first bumper sticker that came out in this fight decades ago was, take away the guns and only the criminals will have them. I mean, you're not solving anything.
Well, and the biggest part of this is none, zero, 100% of not going to happen affected or would affect what would go forward and what has already happened. None of the shootings took place. There weren't any straw purchases that way. Well, there's a straw purchase, but you couldn't stop that anyway with any of the legislation that he's proposing. None. And it wouldn't fix anything.
I really wish we could just ban the word or the phrase gun show loophole.
Because there isn't one.
There's no loophole.
Right. No, there's not.
If you can buy it privately, you can buy it at a gun show. It's the difference between a private seller and a licensed dealer. It's just the location. If you can do it in a Walmart parking lot, one way, it's the same way under a roof that's an expo center.
You can do it on Facebook. I can go on Facebook right now.
There's no loophole. That's the bottom line. If you think there is, Patrick and Brian broadcasting.
Well, again,
happy to discuss it.
And that ends up being an emotionally charged issue, you know, and that's what we need is we need to have some sort of a catchphrase that everybody can rally around. That ends up being your political maypole.
Yeah.
Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, Democrat, says the GOP won't be able to legislatively block any executive action President Obama might take on gun control. Appearing yesterday on MSNBC, he said, I'm sure that my Republican colleagues in the House and the Senate will try to block his executive action. They won't succeed. They won't get the votes in the Senate. And even if they did, the president would veto it.
They could unfund it.
I was going to say, if only we hadn't passed an omnibus bill, we might have the power of the purse.
See, and that's the other thing. See, he is asking Congress now for funding to hire 200 new ATF agents and investigators and $500 million to address mental health issues. Okay, second thing is something that has to be done. I don't know how that gets done. I mean, that's just shining a light on a problem that we know exists.
Yes.
There are many people who have said a credit card is just like a gun. It can protect you or it can be your worst enemy.
Yes.
And that's exactly what we're talking about here. And everybody wants to keep guns out of irresponsible people's hands.
Yes.
I mean, we know that. But again, that's the government trying to fix a societal problem that has been here for a long, long time. Ever since the first bad guy got a gun, however long ago that was. And and we...
The day they made the gun.
Yeah, we, even though we are the United States of America, the greatest, you know, empire that ever existed on Earth, we can't stop that. We can't change that. It's just going to happen. But
I know. People do bad things.
Yes, that's right. People do bad things. But he's the president. Remember that.
And he knows better.
Well, he's smarter. He's smarter than all. He may be smarter than the aggregate of the country. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. Certainly in his own mind, he is.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M College of Architecture to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's College of Architecture uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Nothing much compares to the eyes of a youngster toting a first ever harvest into the garden. Since gardening season is now upon us, this is a great time to outline some steps to guarantee success as getting kids into gardening right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that'll put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's absolutely not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout, and it's a quarter century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer you the book I always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, and all for only $28.95 plus tax and postage. But that low price is only good until we put the book back on the presses for the second printing, and that'll be within the next several weeks. After that, the price goes up, so order now. The book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or order anytime from neilsperry.com. If you're trying to get a youngster involved in gardening, start small. Nothing will dash a child's enthusiasm more than hours of labor for limited return. Turn over the front of a patio bed or a garden in a few large clay pots, at the most rototill 100 square feet for a flower or vegetable plot. You can always enlarge the garden another year, but it's hard to get them back if they fail the first time. Choose only plants that your child enjoys. From beans to zinnias, you might as well pick a favorite plant. This is not the time to convince a youngster why asparagus or zucchini are great crops. Now, a quote that you don't want to find yourself saying, "Mom and I'll eat all the broccoli you can grow." A youngster just isn't going to get turned on by that kind of thinking. You want to buy the very best seed and transplant. Since many of the varieties you may plant need to be set out in the next several weeks, you should firm up your plans as quickly as possible. Hybrid varieties usually produce best. Plus, they're more likely to be resistant to insects and diseases. Nurseries offer tough, vigorous transplants that have been grown and held under outdoor conditions. Those plants will have the best chance of succeeding. Help your young gardener prepare the plot carefully. Raised plots usually give you the insurance against waterlogged soils in those times when we get excessive rain. They probably won't understand concepts of organic matter and soil structure, but they will understand how much more easily the soil can be shoveled once that organic matter, such as peat moss, compost, shredded bark mulch, rotted manure, and so forth, once those have been blended into the soil. It's a lot easier to work that soil. Most first-time gardeners plant things too closely together, and then they're reluctant to thin the plantings out. You need to show them why that's so critical. Teach your young gardener how plants are watered properly and how they're fertilized. Most youngsters, like most oldsters, want to water too often. It's much better to water deeply to encourage deeper roots and then to let the soil dry to the touch before you water again. Teach your young charge the importance of regular feedings in keeping the plants vigorous. Now, pest control can be a real teaching opportunity. Most of our common flowers and vegetables have at least one unfriendly visitor. Many can be hand-picked or controlled by some other mechanical means. Biological controls, such as beneficial predators, can be helpful in a few cases, and organic insecticides may help. If you have to use an inorganic insecticide, show how you read and follow label directions carefully. Water regularly to keep the plants active and mulch them to keep down the weeds. I'm Neil Sperry. Rejuvenating old shrubs in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Trevor Knight has decided to play his final year of eligibility at Texas A&M University after he graduated from the University of Oklahoma. Knight, 6'1", 207-pound quarterback, was a high school standout at San Antonio Reagan High before enrolling at Oklahoma and redshirting in 2012. He was the MVP of the Sugar Bowl win against Alabama at the end of that 2013 season. And he was an academic All-Big 12 selection in 2014. Played in six games this past season and graduated with a finance degree from OU in December. World silver medalist Shamir Little finished third in the voting for the Women's U.S. Athlete of the Year in Track and Fields News magazine. Little, who is now in her junior season with A&M, was the only collegian listed among the 16 top athletes. Following a standout performance in the Aggies' win over Cal Poly and Arkansas, Texas A&M's Jalen Jones has been named SEC Men's Basketball Player of the Week. Here's Jones following the standout performance.
Yeah, I was just trying to do everything I can to try to help my team win the game, and my teammates were finding me in the right spots. I was able to knock down a couple of shots, and that helped my defense as well, and I picked it up on the defensive end, and just happy that we came out with the victory.
The dust has finally settled on NFL's Black Monday. Tom Coughlin resigned after 12 seasons and two Super Bowl victories as the head coach of the New York Football Giants. The 69-year-old Coughlin was 110-93 in three division titles with the Giants after going 72-64 in eight seasons in Jacksonville's original head coach. Here's ESPN's Dan Graziano on Coughlin's future plans.
Nowhere in the statement does he say he's retiring, and it did come to my attention earlier today and yesterday that Coughlin is at least intrigued by the idea of continuing to coach and might be interested in talking to some of these teams that have openings.
The Giants completed a 6-10 season amidst the playoffs for the fourth straight year. Mike McCoy will return as head coach of the San Diego Chargers despite going 4-12 this past season. Indianapolis Colts give head coach Chuck Pagano a four-year contract extension.
I love this city. I love this community. I love this team. I love my job, and I love this this organization and the players. But we're going to roll up our shirt sleeves once again and continue to chase that ultimate goal and reach that mountaintop together.
We'll keep it in the NFL for just a minute longer, where Johnny Manziel was back in the building for the Cleveland Browns. The word from some of the Cleveland Brown teammates said Manziel was in a meeting with owner Jimmy Halsom and new director of football operations, Shashi Brown. There were no details about where Manziel's whereabouts were this past weekend or why he missed Sunday morning's scheduled meetings about his concussion. USA Today reported that he was in Las Vegas. Owner Jimmy Halsom said Manziel's future will be decided in the next few months, but his tone Sunday was far different from the full support that he had offered in the past. A hop now to the NBA, where Kawhi Leonard uncorked on the Bucks.
Leonard left to the key, fakes a three, takes a two, top of the key, 20-footer good for Kawhi Leonard. He's got nine to lead the way for the Spurs, and Kawhi now 3 out of 5 from the floor.
San Antonio trashed Milwaukee 123-98. In H-Town, James Harden had 30 points, and the Houston Rockets rallied to a fourth-quarter win over the Utah Jazz 93-91. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Acme Glass has always understood that when glass needs to be replaced, quite often there are some safety issues concerned and maybe some security issues as well. Acme Glass, more than happy to respond quickly to that. Can be glass that needs to be replaced in your home, your vehicle, or maybe your business, and they will do that for you. And time was when Acme Glass opened in 1946 that what they did as far as glass replacement was kind of different. Now they understand that out in the field, installation is something that needs to be done, whether it's on a piece of equipment or on your vehicle. Chip repair, couldn't even do that when Acme Glass opened up, and now they do chip repair that takes you just a few minutes, and your insurance quite often pays for it. And also, when they opened in 1946, because they didn't know about chip repair, if you buy a windshield from Acme Glass, you get free chip repair for as long as you own the vehicle. Just one of the things that the Moorheads do to keep up with the times. Glass itself, still basically what it was, but the way that you use it has changed drastically, and they've changed right along with it. Two locations to serve you in downtown Bryan on Main Street And in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M, it's Acme Glass.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 979-690-2278 today. That's 979-690-2278 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLA 28101C. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with supplies and furniture and so much more. Weather, well, you know, it's kind of weird because it's been cool, close to freezing, as a matter of fact. In fact, the chill factor right now is 31. We'll get up to 53 today. Tomorrow, a 20% chance. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow, 60%. Tomorrow night, 80%. And by the time we get to Friday, the high will be 68. But right now, it's 36. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.